the court has a constitutional responsibility to make the decision it made. But as a Kenyan who is also alive to the charges that we are going through as a country, I don't actually agree with the decision of the court, and I'm going to urge the government to appeal against that decision as a matter of urgency.
Why do you think the government should appeal against it? Because opponents of the law are saying that the government could use this to curtail civil liberties and take Kenya back to the days of torture, among other issues and concerns about the law signed by President Kenyatta.
I'm saying so because as parliament, we had opportunity to actually consider those roles and all the various provisions, and those that could have been abused, we actually were able to remove them at the level of registration. So all the various registration we passed were clearly earmarked to address the security challenges currently prevailing in the country. So we believe that the civil societies and opposition, they are basically not concerned or even interested about the charges of insecurity in this country. We cannot really talk about liberty when the limbs and lives have been lost on account of the insecurity perpetrated by the terrorists.
Honorable Baiya, your fellow legislators and parliamentarians are saying that there are existing security laws that the government has yet to implement to protect Kenyans instead of strengthening this, what they call, draconian laws that will undermine civil liberties as well as freedom of speech, which is guaranteed in the Kenyan Constitution.
The truth is that most of the draconian aspects of the law that we have proposed from the executive, we actually, as parliament, we rejected them. And specific legislation we passed are basically geared to enhance coordination of the security agencies, to actually demand responsibility in the law enforcement itself. If that is what the court is setting aside, I personally don't agree with it.
You have urged the government to appeal to the decision of the court, but don't you think that the country needs unanimity in order to fight against terrorism? If the country is divided on these lines of a law to protect every Tom, Dick and Harry in the country, don't you think that this controversial law defeats the purpose of unity to fight these terrorists?
My belief is that it is true the country needs to build consensus even on security laws, but on terrorism. But the biggest problem we are having is that there are some interests that don't want even the government to succeed in combating terrorism or in combating insecurity in the country. So they will heap or they will actually take as excuses that the rules are contravening civil liberties and so on and so forth. But their ultimate aim is to ensure that the government does not deliver on security.
Are you therefore saying these are saboteurs who want to undermine the government? Are you saying that these people who are opponents of the government are being unpatriotic?
There are actually considerable forces which are really hedging themselves on civil liberties, but their main intention is actually to sabotage the government.
Do you have proof of these allegations you're making, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Well, it's in public domain. Some of the possessions, some of the people take. We know there are actually people who are feeling threatened because some of their communities, for instance, have people suspected of involvement in terrorism activities. So you don't have to ask why they are taking some of those positions. It is because they believe that the law could be used to follow some of the suspects who are themselves known terrorists.
Are you therefore going to raise this matter up in Parliament when Parliament resumes?
We will pursue. No. I believe that the legitimate recourse, once the court has made decision, is actually to appeal against that decision. It is actually to appeal against that decision. But we have not really led fully the ruling of the court so that we can really be able to say how significant the clauses of the law which have been stayed are going to be as far as the strategy for combating terrorism in the country is concerned.